Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, good to see you here. Good to be with you. Just for fun, because we can, my lovely bride, Natalie, is on the phone. If we are quarantined and living together, heck, I figured I might as well put her to service. What do you have to say for yourself, Miss Natalie?
I am just excited to be here with you and give some amazing content and support our amazing community.
Beautiful. Well, if you are looking for support on how to deal with owning a cleaning company, being an entrepreneur as during a crisis, which, you know, right now this is being recorded during the coronavirus mess. Hopefully you're listening to this way with the coronavirus in your rear view, but you still want to know how to deal with the crisis. You're in the right spot. Cecilia, good to have you, sister. Excited to talk to you soon. All right. So the problem is that I am seeing, and we are not going to get into all the fear mongering. And if you want to hear a bunch of negativity, feel free to go on the news or Facebook or all of the garbage, and you can hear about that. Here, we're just going to talk about what's going on and how to react. Because the problem is, so many of us are just letting the world happen to us. And well, what if the government does this? And what if the virus does that? And what if all these things that we can't control and we are just reacting, which aside from being the exact opposite of what entrepreneurs do, right? Entrepreneurs bend the world to their vision, right? Hopefully their better vision for the world. We don't want to go, just because there's something going on in the world, we're going to stop being proactive and curl up in a ball and just do what the world, let the world kind of wash over us. The reality is this will cost people their businesses, period. It will. There will be less businesses doing cleaning 6 months from now than there are now. So the potential risk here is high, but I am very confident, certainly in this industry, we have so much more opportunity than there is risk. Like everything, it has to do so much more with how you respond to the circumstance than the circumstance itself. So the first way to just kind of curl up and die is go, well, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. If the government does this, then I'm screwed. If they do that, then I'm happy. Or some giving power to something, the government, a virus, your neighbor, whatever's going on other than you. As soon as you do that, you're done. We're sunk, right? As soon as you go, screw this. I have tons of opportunity in terms of how I respond, what I focus on, where I go, what I do. And I'm going to leverage that opportunity to make a bigger impact and serve the world. So if that's what you're willing to do, you're in the right spot. We can help you. Stay to the end. I'm going to try and keep this at 20, 30 minutes. We've had a ton to say, but I'm going to give a link to, I'm going to do like a full, probably 60 or 90 minute training. We're going to go into like 8 mistakes not to make. I think there's like 20 opportunities, bunch of action items. We're going to go deep. So I'm going to give you the link to that at the end. Hey, Daisy, good to have you, sister. All right. So today we're going to talk about three things, right? Like there's three big things that we need to do within this coronavirus. And within those three things, there's three things that we need to do that. Karen Coy says hi. Friday says hi. Good to have all of you guys and gals on here. So good to see you. All right. So the three things that we're going to talk about, well, let's start with number one. You will get what you focus on. And the cool thing is you're going to hear a lot of this and go, that sounds kind of the truth in or out of crisis, which is exactly the truth. So the reality is you are going to get what you focus on all the time, but in crisis, it can the stakes are higher, right? The risk is amplified. So like we said, you cannot control what the world does, but you can control not only your response, but what you focus on. So for myself personally, hey, John Zapata Restrepo, my favorite name ever, one of our elite members. I have intentionally chosen to go on a Facebook fast, on a news fast. I am not interested and unwilling to hear more about how many deaths there are, how many people are getting sick, what's getting shut down, how the government is just slowing everything down. I will go on for 3 to probably 7 minutes every other day just to check up, because I want to make sure that I'm doing what I need to do to be prepared for you guys. Other than that, I am super intentional on only taking in feedback that is going to allow me to serve you all at a higher level. Hey, Maggie, good to have you. So step one is you get what you focus on. The first thing about that is you can't control what the world does, but you can't control your response. And most importantly, what you focus on, right? You can just dive into CNN and how everything's going to end, or you can dive into communities like this where you can be supported. The flip side of that is if you focus on bad things or things that are out of your control, that's a great way to start flailing and fearing and curling up in a ball and letting the world wash over you. The flip side, the good side, is if you focus on community and what you can control, you will survive. We just had our Millionaire Mastermind meeting yesterday, and we kind of dove deep into three or four of the members, and we found out one or two of them were down, some a little, some quite a bit. One or two of them were at the same place. Actually, one was up. The other one was at the same place at the beginning of the call. He happened to get a $4,000 a month account during the call, and he was up by the time the call was over. So we want to make sure that we're focusing on the good things, the things that are in our control, and what we are going to do, not just to survive, but to thrive, and how we can serve and make a bigger impact on our community. Natalie, she always has a better / different perspective. What are your thoughts on all that?
No, I completely agree with you. I think what we choose to focus on is crucial, especially in times like this. We never make good decisions based on panic and fear and reaction. Being able to be calm and make level-headed decisions and even use this time to your advantage, like, okay, I may be down on cleaning, but now I can focus on how am I going to ramp up when this is over, can certainly be beneficial to you.
Yeah. So again, we can focus on wherever we focus is where our head goes, period, end of sentence. That's just how life works, in crisis, out of crisis. All right. The next thing, and this is very specific. I mean, this is actually really valuable in life, but extremely valuable in crisis. Keep things in perspective. All right. So real quick in the chat, Marjorie's going, does everyone have enough PPE? Cecilia's going, essential business during the crisis, all that sort of stuff. So these are the specific things, and I promise we're going to talk about those kind of at the end of the week thing, and I'll give you the link before this is over. We've already got 640 people registered, so that's going to be a big party. That said, right now, I really want to focus on what we can do. It's so easy to get caught up in, you know, what kind of PPEs are we using? How do we disinfect this? And, you know, are we considered essential by the government? That's all fine. We need to deal with that. But that's second. First and foundational is, how am I going to show up? How am I going to lead? So I really want to make sure that we're all focusing together on, A, intentionally saying, perfect example I've got of this is Anthony Robbins' book, Awaken the Giant Within. He talks about when he was learning to be a race car driver, and his instructor said, when you are going into the crash, do not stare at the crash. You will crash. And Anthony Robbins said, yeah, I'm a coach. I know all about that. I'm fine. And sure enough, first time he lost control, they started going right for a wall. And coaching or not, he was focused completely on that wall, and they were going to die. Obviously, you know, Anthony Robbins is a really big guy. His race car driving coach was not a big guy. So he knew if he tried to grab the wheel and, you know, physically force the car a different way, they would die. They would go into that wall. That wasn't an option. So he put his hands on Anthony's head and physically shifted his focus from the wall to the road. And immediately the hands turned. So really, really important when we, not that there's not a place for what do we do if we crash, not that there's not a place for going through kind of emergencies, but first and foremost, we want to make sure that our focus is right. If the focus isn't right, all the details in the world aren't going to fix it. Friday says the crisis has really highlighted how important online marketing is. I've accepted I'm an online marketer first, cleaning company second. That is a game-changing revelation without the crisis, Friday. I'm so glad that you said that. We're going to talk about marketing, how to do that at this point, where we're at now. Okay, so number one, you get what you focus on. If you choose to focus on things that are out of your control, life will get out of your control. If you choose to focus on community, right, being here, our elite group, our Millionaire Mastermind group, our Next Level group, we've all come together in a really big way and support each other. Even like I said on the Millionaire Mastermind call, just hearing some people are doing okay and some people not, just that community, being able to talk, the guys struggling saw people were doing okay, and the guys and gals doing great were able to see people are struggling and support them. That community is huge, and you can focus on that. So that's number one. Number two, keep things in perspective. We tend to make things, again, when you're looking at that wall, that's all we can see. The reality is, we got to keep things in perspective, right? The walls is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. We can think this is going to be our end. And if we allow that to be, that's the case. But if we look at the world around us, we realize that's not the case. The reality is this is going to end, period, right? We can all guess, is it going to be 2 or 3 weeks from now? Hey, good morning, Kim Johnson. Speaking of favorite people, one of our millionaire mastermind folks. This is going to end, right? So everyone's guessing, is it 2 or 3 weeks, 2 or 3 months? How long? I don't know, right? I don't know. I don't want to make a proclamation to look back and go, God, how stupid was that? The proclamation I will make is this will end, right? So if we treat it like this is how life's going to be forever, we're always going to be quarantined, people are never going to be able to move, that's just not the case. So we need to live with this in perspective. That said, we're going to plan for the longish scenario, right? From me and my guests, right? Hey, Sydney, good to have you. That's going to be, first of all, let's break this into two. One is this whole quarantine, nobody moved, nobody do anything, social distancing, you can't go anywhere, restaurants are closed, everything's closed, right? That piece is going to end obviously much sooner than the whole dealing with this coronavirus is going to end. That piece is what's killing us, right? If we can't go clean or our people are afraid to move, that's going to slow down our business. That's going to end much more shortly, right? Just as this is recorded, China's kind of, from all reports, kind of on the downward slope of this, right? And they're just a couple months behind us. So that part is going to end at some point, right? The government, we can't all just stay in our homes forever. At some point, we have to go live our lives. We need to clean and keep people safe now that we're moving around. That could last for a long time, but that's where actually the upside for your business. That's not, you know, that's different. So when I say this is going to end, I'm talking about the quarantine part. Shortish ends, you know, gosh, a couple weeks maybe. I can't imagine lasting for 3-4 months, but it's possible. All that said, you're going to have to kind of give your best guess on the short end and best guess on the long end. And I'm going to encourage you and coach you to plan for the longish scenario. So for me, that'd be like 3-4 months. I just can't imagine a universe where that happened. Again, 5 months from now, maybe I'll be on this podcast going, boy, did I sound stupid. But I don't think that'll be the case. So I'm going to plan for the longish end, not the unrealistic. Well, this could go on for 20 years. I guess it's sure. I'm not going to plan for that, right? There's a 0.000 whatever chance. Whatever the longish realistic side is, I'm going to plan for, but I'm going to focus on winning today. So we're not going to, if I'm focusing on we're going to be here for 6 months, that's no good. So I'm going to make a plan and then I'm going to focus on what I got to do to win today. So again, keep it in perspective. This will end. We're going to plan kind of for the worst and live in the best. And the reality is, with the perspective, the need for cleaning has not gone away, right? There are the same number of people on this earth, or actually more people on this earth every moment, right? There are more people at the end of this podcast than at the beginning because people are getting born. They're making the same mess they've always made. The opportunity and what that looks like has just changed, right? So people are, there's no less people. They're not making any less of a mess. They're just making it in different places. So in perspective, this will end. We're going to plan for the worst and kind of focus on the best. And we have to realize that the service that we did is gone away, right? Like I talk, you know, they talk about vehicles that drive themselves, right? If I'm a trucker, that is a problem that's going to end my business at some point, right? As a cleaner, that's not going to end. The coronavirus hasn't made people less interested in cleaning. Obviously, if anything, they've made it far more interested in cleaning. So not only is this not going to end, our opportunity to serve and have impact is going to be bigger. Natalie, what did I miss on this one?
Not a whole lot. I think you pretty much covered everything here.
Liar. I missed a lot. It was a trick question. sorry, I have no idea. I'm sure I did miss stuff, but we'll let the folks in the chat. So number one, you'll get what you focus on. Number two, let's keep this in perspective. Number three, and this is the big one, take action, right? As long as we let, again, the world wash over us and just let everything happen to us as opposed to us being the thing that happens to the world, we're stuck. So we're going to talk about the three things we need to do to take action. And there's three things within those three things. I want to spend the most time on taking action because that's what's going to save us from all this. Thank you, Michelle. Says, good job, Mike. Thanks, Michelle. Appreciate you, sister. All right. So number one, some people are lucky. I think we are in there. Some people aren't, right? Within the cleaning, but certainly I would feel like with the restaurant business, that's a very, if I was coaching that industry, it'd be a very different conversation. We are coaching the cleaning industry. And even then, the need for people to eat out or the desire for people to go, has not gone away, just the ability based on the government. So I'd be coaching them, hold on, if you can just make it, you're getting a gold mine in a month or a week, I don't know, but it's coming. People are going to want to go out. But that's still a very different business. I think with us, that's not the case. People still need cleaning. Within us, even within the Millionaire Mastermind, I was, you know, talking to one guy that's down, you know, 50%, another gal that was up is up 10, 20, 30%. It's not that she's smart and he's dumb. It just happens to be the markets that they're in and the municipalities. So there is kind of some, I don't say luck of the draw because I don't like luck, but there are some circumstances that are outside of your control, right? I'm not going to ask you if you're in the wrong municipality to get up and move out, but they're both going to be successful long-term. And the reason is they see that this is a once in a lifetime opportunity to serve at a bigger level. If anything, well, let me just give you three things on why this is such a big deal. There is no price resistance. For the first time, I've only been coaching this for 6 years, but I've been in business for 25 years, and I've never been in a place where there was just no price resistance at all, period. Certainly, there are people out there that could use that as an opportunity to gouge. I would not coach you to do that. But I would certainly use that as an opportunity to make sure that you're charging enough. Like I always coach you to take good care of your employees, to do a good job on your services and have overhead and have a fair profit. So never again in history are you probably going to have the opportunity in your business to have no price resistance. Pain. I'm constantly coaching on pain. It's clearer now than ever. You don't even have to say it. People know it. They're in gushing pain. We just get to go out and serve. That's really the problem is most of the time people think it's a commodity and we don't know how to get them to get clear on their pain. They're as clear as they're ever going to be. That's why there is no price resistance and you are not as a commodity. So that's the number one opportunity that you're looking at. Number two is the things that we teach usually, for those of you guys and gals that are in the community and part of Cleaning Nation kind of know what we're teaching, they're always a good idea. They're now mandatory. So the things that are always a good idea to succeed have become 1,000% mandatory if you're going to survive. And certainly if you want to use this to thrive, you have to just double down. Like Friday said, I'm starting to understand the importance of marketing. I can't go door to door right now. It's just not going to work. So things like getting paid in advance. If you listen to our coaching, you're already doing that. You're in a much better cash position because, again, we don't need to last forever. We just need to last a couple weeks, maybe a couple months. So cash becomes king. Having enough margin, right? Always a good idea. But right now when things are tough, if you don't have margin, you're screwed. And it's really hard to fix that now. Living your core values, right? For us, we have doubled down on helping out. We're doubling down on having fun, even though it's wild out there. People need more than anything. People have fun. I'm always going to be real with you guys and honest about what I know and what I don't know and coach you the best I can. And yes, we're still trying to make money. I still want you guys to make money. So our core values we're doubling and quadrupling down on that. And then finally, holy heck, this is kind of an opportunity I left out because I wanted to put it here. Now is the time to invest in client attraction. So many of we coach like, hey, 5, 6, 7% of your overhead or of your total revenue should be client attraction. Leads are cheaper than I've ever seen them. People are paying more attention if you speak to what their pain is than I've ever seen. And guess what? You know what their pain is. They're all having some version of what you guys are doing. How do I survive? How do I thrive during this crazy time of turmoil? So the things that we teach always, get paid in advance, have margin, live your core values, invest in client attraction. They are always a good idea. They are now absolutely mandatory, right? This is not the time to get weak. Christina, my old friend, not that she's old, we've been friends for years now. So grateful for all the things you're teaching because right now I'm not completely freaking out thanks to it. God bless it, Christina. I need to give you a big virtual hug. That is exactly it. And that's why this community is so important, right? Obviously, we have Cleaning Nation because we want you guys to get the community. Just like it's a great idea 24/7, it is absolutely mandatory right now. Because if you just get washed away with the news and how the world's coming to an end, you're not going to make it. You need a community of people like this that can support you and the people that are doing great, tell you how they're doing it. The people that are struggling, struggle along with you. And you know, hopefully a coach like me that can lead this group to make sure we're okay. So number one in the taking action is... this is a once in a lifetime opportunity to serve at a bigger level for everybody. Two, the things that we should be doing normally are now mandatory. And three, you can succeed, but you must lead, right? When everyone's like, you know, asking the details, like, are we essential? You know, what happens with this? That's all fine, but we have to lead first. And in this, not, you know, this is the opposite of what I typically teach. Typically, I'm like, things don't have to be hard. You don't have to work hard. This is a time you're going to have to put in some work. If you would like to thrive during this, you have to lead, and leadership takes work. That might mean calling all of your clients. Maybe you've got 10, maybe you've got 110. Not saying everyone has to do that, but some people it might mean calling all of your clients proactively. We're so tempted to just wait until they call us, or maybe they won't notice, or you know, we make up all these excuses to do nothing. Maybe we're going to have to call them proactively with a powerful, confident, certain message, right? That's what people need right now. They might tell you they're buying, you know, you with your PPE gear and your fogger. They're not. They're buying confidence and certainty. You can give that to them before they spend any money with you. That's a lot of what I'm trying to give you guys and gals is confidence and certainty. We're certainly going to tell you what to do and how to do it. But if you don't have the confidence and certainty that this is going to be okay, you're going to make it through, a lot of that's not going to work. Nick, you are so welcome. Glad to encourage my friend. Okay. So number one, if you're going to lead, it's going to take work. That might mean calling people. It's definitely meaning proactive. We don't want to just hide and hope our customers don't call and cancel. We're going to call them and go, hey, I've thought about you. I know these are scary times for you. Here's what I'm recommending for you in your circumstance. Here's how you can win, right? We have to, that takes work. It might mean changing your niche, right? Which I almost never say, but actually almost, this is the first time in history I've ever coached people to do that. But if I do commercial and it's all shut down, like I said, the people that need, that are making a mess haven't died. They just went home and they're making a mess at home. They can't leave home. So they really need to clean. So I might consider for my clients cleaning their employees or their customers, right? So we don't go dark. I'm going to look for the people that desperately need my services during the coronavirus, right? And whether you make that a permanent change in niche or just during this emergency, I can't tell you, but it could mean that, right? This is taking leadership. And then finally, educate your people why they need a relationship with you more than ever. Right? When people ask, well, does the government say that we're essential or non-essential? That's a valid question. The much, much more important question is, do I believe we are essential or non-essential? And I know, I believe in my bones that in a time like this, when we have a virus that spreads through lack of disinfectant and lack of cleaning, we are more essential. We're right below kind of medical providers, right? Actually, sometimes better because we're helping prevent it, right? The medical providers can only try and fix, I mean, or contain what we've got. George said, I did that, but everyone's too scared and canceled. So again, really, really important how we look at this. Perfect example. I want to pick on George because I like him, but I want to make sure we use this as an example. If we go, well, I tried the same, it didn't work, I'm just going to curl up and die. Then we, time to curl up and die. Leaders lead. Our job is to make sure we communicate with them. So I'm going to ask myself, I call her and I'm trying to explain, am I essential or not essential? If I'm essential, and people I called and explained, tried to explain to them why we're essential, they didn't get it, guess what, I'm gonna call back again. I'm gonna email, I'm gonna try and figure it out. Eventually, I'm gonna go to other people that understand that we're essential, right? But I'm not gonna just go, I tried, it didn't work, right? That's a great way to focus on the things that aren't working and to curl up and die. So again, if I'm screaming at people in a burning building and I'm screaming at one guy and he's like, building's on fire, it's no big deal, I'm afraid to come out, I'm gonna stay in here. I'm gonna scream and yell until he comes out or until I believe he's never gonna come out, and I'm gonna go save the other 99 people in there, right? But the building's still on fire, people still need help, and no point am I gonna give up and go, well, one guy said that I would, blah, 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 I'm gonna go yell at all of them. So really important that you lead your niche. I'm gonna call and explain to him on the commercial side, hey, Bang from Malaysia, Omar's here, good to have everybody. Okay, so yeah, what's gonna happen is, like we talked about at the beginning, there will be less owners of cleaning companies at the end of this than there are now. Not only that, there will be more need for cleaning, just like we talked about. This is going to be in phases. Phase one is this whole kind of quarantine, every slow down, stop moving is going to end or phase out. People will start moving, and there will be, but the coronavirus will not be gone. There will be so much more need for cleaning, right? So if it's responsible to talk to the people that you're working with, your clients, and go, hey, share that math with them. There's this many, right now there's a homeostasis of the people that need cleaning, the people that clean are about even. You know as well as I do, the people that clean, there's gonna be less of them. There's just gonna be a lot of business, aren't gonna be enough. And there's gonna be a lot of new people that maybe aren't as experienced. New people, by the way, great opportunity to start a business, holy heck. So there's gonna be, but the need isn't going away, right? So a lot of people are like, oh, I'm gonna cancel now because I'm scared or I wanna wait. But then when everything starts moving again, they desperately need disinfectant, they don't wanna be stuck without a vendor. So I, of course, talk with my people, our employees, or my customers, we're doubling down with, I'm doing free, a lot of extra stuff just to make sure that they're getting the service that they need. Because they need, we need each other now with this community more than ever. So you got to get your people to understand. And are there people that aren't clients that want help? Yeah, but I have to focus on my clients because there's only so much time today. You're going to be in the same spot when all this comes back. People need more cleaning, but there's only going to be so much resources you have, and you're going to, of course, focus on your clients. So I would encourage the clients that you got on the commercial side. You are going to need this relationship, just like I tell you guys now. I was like, I don't have any sanitary supplies. I can't get a fogger. I've been coaching forever. Don't buy your crap from Walmart. Build a relationship with your sanitary supply company so he or she knows who you are and loves you and trusts you. Put the top of the list. Had you done that, you've got access to supplies. Your people should be doing the same thing with their vendors, right? They know that they're going to need more cleaning than ever. They want to build that relationship now, not later with a stranger. On the residential side, people desperately need cleaning more. They're at home more. They're not moving. More opportunity to get sick from the virus or whatever, ever. Only reason they're cleaning is they think they're going to bring the virus in. So Friday says, can you give us an example of what leading your niche looks like? Leading your niche looks like calling them, explaining to them how important cleaning is, why they need it more than anything, what steps you take to make sure there's no chance that they're going to get sick. And I was talking to Millionaire Mastermind yesterday. I said, hey, there's two ways to do that. One way is the crap that you know that they need, that we're going to make sure that you don't endanger them. Two is the stuff that they think that they need, right? From what I read, face masks aren't really even doing anything. But if me wearing a face mask makes my people feel more comfortable, guess what? Whether it does anything or not, I'm wearing a damn face mask. If I need to wear a full hazmat suit to make my people feel comfortable, then that's what we're gonna do. So that's what leading your audience looks like. This right now is what leading your audience looks like, right? I've thought about this, I've thought about what your needs, I've tried to contextualize what's going on with the world, with how it's affecting you and your lives and your family. I'm trying to come with you with the solutions that you need. So that's that's what it looks like. Does it take more work? Am I doubling and tripling my time with you guys, my customers, this community? Yes, we're absolutely spending more time because that's what we need. Celia says, what about employees that don't want to work in this crisis? Great question. I'm going to lead there as well. For me, it's back to the core values. Have fun, make money, be real, and help out. For me personally, it's not fun to try to make someone lead. It's not going to make any money. It's not being real. So if they don't want to clean, they don't have to clean. But because I've hired people that have my core values, they're going to be the opposite. They're going to be like, this is what we're here for. This is the front line. We've been training for this, right? It's like going, what about an army guy that doesn't want to go to battle? He's the wrong guy. I'm not going to force him to battle. I'm going to find a guy that wants to battle. So hopefully your people are down with the cause. They want to serve and help the community. And they see this is the opportunity to do that. So I'm certainly not going to make them feel shame. I'm certainly not going to fire them. But I'm going to put all my time and energy into the employees. Like, holy crap, we are so important. We are saving lives out here, and we're going to be out there doing it. Of course, I'm going to protect them as a company. I'm going to protect not only them, but the customers. So I'm going to lead and inspire, not bully. So people don't want to clean, God bless. I'm going to move on and focus. Again, there are some people who are like, Mike, I'm just going to shut down my business. I give up. I quit. As much as that breaks my heart, and I love those people, I'm going to spend zero time with them. It is going to be 100%. Me just focusing on serving the people that need to be served. All right. I feel like that's it. Let me just sum up the steps. I'm going to give Natalie the opportunity to say her perspective. So there's three things. Make sure that you will get what you focus on, so you want to make sure that you intentionally control your focus. Keep this in perspective. We don't want to underreact. We certainly don't want to overreact. This is not a forever problem. And take action. Taking action is understanding this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to serve. The things that we do normally that are a good idea are now mandatory. You can succeed, but you must lead first, and leadership takes work. That's it. Natalie, I know I missed some stuff. I know there's some questions. Talk to me. What are we missing? What do I need here?
I just want to hit that one thing that you were talking about as far as like not gouging and really like serving your people big. People will remember how you act in a circumstance like this. They have, you know what I mean? Like they're scared, they're panicked, they're worried, and how you treat them and how you serve them will stick in their minds for a long time. So go out there and serve big.
And that is why going by your core values always works, right? You want to be the same person following the same rules of engagement, your same values, day in, day out, all the time. All right, so now that we've summed it up, again, the quarantine will end. The need to disinfect and clean and control the virus will not. It is going to continue for months. There's huge opportunities. There will be less cleaning companies cleaning way more often. As long as you make it through, this is a lifetime with an opportunity to serve big and have a positive impact. If you would like more help and to be part of this community during this time, and you want to focus and expand your impact as opposed to getting rolled over by the steamroller that is the coronavirus. Sorry about that. I'm not sick, by the way, that I'm aware of, but I just got a bug in my throat. Either way, I'm pretty sure it can't be transmitted over the airwaves. So we've got two options for you. Number one is growingcleancompany.com/talk. That is where you can jump on the phone live with one of our coaches to help put together a plan with you to figure this crap out, to not just survive, but to thrive. There's no charge for the call. There's nothing for sale on the call. We're just going to try to help you get a plan and figure out what the next step is. If you would like to engage with the community on a bigger level, not bigger level, but with more of us, because that's one-on-one, right? That's one of our live coaches there to help you. Yeah, it makes us a hop, sitting here coughing my lungs out, talking about the coronavirus. I've not been focusing on it, so I have high hopes that I shall not succumb, but we'll see. GrowingCleanCompany.com/coronaparty. This Thursday, I should have the time up, but I don't. Let me look it up. This Thursday at, holy heck, when is it? It's in the afternoon. Where'd it go?
Actually, I'm going to let, there it is. 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern is the Corona Party, theatergrowingcanyoncompany.com/Corona Party. I've got, let me see if I've got all the stuff up here. I do. I've got 8 mistakes, 12 opportunities, and 22 action items. It's a much fuller kind of presentation than we did here just because there's lack of time. We have, just if you're wondering, you know, is anyone going to be there? We have 640 people already registered. Our room only holds 500. So I don't think everyone's going to show up. They can't all show up because we can only hold 500. So if you would like to join us for that conversation, it's totally free. As always, nothing will be for sale on it. Not that selling stuff's bad. We just will select about who we work with. Is there a link here? I think Lindsay just posted it. I'll give it to you again live. GrowingCleanCompany.com/talk. If you'd like to jump on a call with one of our coaches, GrowingCleanCompany.com/Corona Party. If you want to have the full in-depth training I've been preparing all week for, that's where we can give you the most help. And of course, you just go to GrowingCleanCompany.com. We'll have all the resources that we do. Love you guys. Honored to serve you. Focus. We can do this. Talk soon.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.